Rocky didn't text me. He texted his team from somewhere else in the world. At 2:07 a.m., any updates? At 3:11, let's regroup at the 8 a.m. meeting. Messages and emails stacked like snow on a roof just before the cave-in. 2 years earlier, his tech company looked like a rocket ship. Now it felt like a shopping cart with a wobbly wheel. Layoffs, culture drift, customers churning. He believed, as many leaders do, that the answer was more. More meetings, more reviews, more of Rocky. He carried the company on his back, and not surprisingly, his back gave out. This is the trap. When you become the hero, the team becomes the audience. I learned the most important lesson about speed on a small sailboat in a very windy bay. We were beating up wind on San Francisco Bay in a building westerly, the kind of breeze that accelerates through the Golden Gate and turns the slot into a wind tunnel. The boat was overpowered and rounding up, bow hunting into the wind every few seconds, speed surging and dropping. The tiller loaded so hard I was fighting with both hands, rigging, straining, crew bracing, hull dragging sideways instead of slicing forward. Everyone kept telling me to do more. Hike out harder, get more weight on the rail, sheet in, and power through it. And then an older skipper next to me said, put a reef in. We reduced the sail, the boat flattened, the helm went neutral, and we locked into a clean groove. Less canvas, more speed. The opposite of heroic, just a balanced boat sailing at the fastest speed it could actually sustain. That's what this book is about. Less force, more flow. Read the wind, your customers and market, trim to what's real. Reef early so the boat stays light. Recruit adults, people who don't need babysitting, and trust your crew. Trade swagger for steady rhythms and a simple logbook. When you do, the noise drops and the miles click by. It feels almost unfair until you realize this is how nature has always worked. If you've been gripping the lines with white knuckles, this is permission to loosen your grip. You'll go further, fewer heroics, and more teamwork. Busy is broken. We love the rush of doing because it feels like progress. We can see it. We can count emails, meetings, and hours worked. What we can't always see is the friction, the half-day lost waiting for an approval, the slow bleed of unclear roles, the cognitive tax of shifting priorities every Tuesday, the way an exhausted leader lowers the bar for everyone because this week is crazy. If you don't design for ease, you will default to effort. Effort is noble. Design wins.